If you are not a part of the hive mind, you will be attacked. Just face that. You need to face it. The reason the hive mind prosper, and it looks like they don't even have any effort, it just happens for them. The reason it happens that way is because they're all working together. Now, some of the hive mind people don't even know they're a part of the hive mind. And when they start to wake up, the hive mind tries to protect them from being plucked out. And that's the whole point of this channel, any other channel that I've created, is to pluck some people out of the hive. The hive mind's not going anywhere. These people are going to burn forever and ever as the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. They're going to say, why didn't somebody pull me out of the hive? Well, we tried, but you attacked us. You laughed at us. You mocked us. You caused yourself to prosper on earth while you made the saints have a hard time. The hive mind is against you. They're going to pretend to be like you. They're going to pretend to look like you. They're going to pretend to talk like you. But they don't know how to rightly divide the word. And it's obvious who's the hive. Who is in the hive? They talk about their football, their basketball, the movie stars, their favorite basketball player, their favorite football player, their favorite singer. They are so engulfed in who or what is their favorite hobby or person down here on the earth plane. They're so engulfed in the earth plane that they can't see past the earth plane. This is the hive. Their focus is on earthly, temporal, fleshly. Fleshly, earthly, temporal. They can't see past the natural. They can only see the natural. They can't see the spiritual. They can only see the natural. They're stuck in their loop-de-loop forever, stuck in time. They're stuck in their loop-de-loop, same stuff. And if you talk to one of these hive people long enough and you talk to them, next week they'll be talking about the same thing. The next week they'll be talking about the same thing. You'll say, didn't you talk about that before? And I believe this is why the hive has Alzheimer's. They just keep saying this. They're puppets. Whatever's on the media, they talk about it. And they don't even realize that happened 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. It's the same stuff. They're mad about what the media tells them to be mad about. They're excited what the media tells them to be excited about, or what their friends or Facebook. They're all connected to the hive. And they're programmed by the hive. And what makes them happy or sad is programmed by the hive. They don't even know that they're running by the hive mind. They think their thoughts are their own. They think they're coming up with something new when the same thing's been said 1,000 times. They don't even know it. They are the hive. And when the hive, the queen bee of the hive says attack this one, they attack that one. When the queen bee of the hive says accept this one, they accept this one. When the queen bee changes their mind about somebody because they're not a flying monkey anymore, they change. They go with the hive. It's sad. It's really sad. Try to rise up in a hive and be independent and be your own person. You can't do it. How are you going to rise up in the hive and be your own person? You can't do it. You're a clone of the hive if you're of the hive mind. And so whatever clone you are from, copy your thoughts, your words, your actions. Like somebody who just, everything out of our mouth is a curse word. Now think about that for a second. Everything out of their mouth is a curse word. Now think about that. Really think about that. put some thought into that. That somebody, every time they open their mouth, it's a curse word. They evidently think it makes them look cool. They can come up with all these curse words. Well, how many times do people say MF or the F word? How many times do you have to say that to realize you're not the high? Do you not realize you're in the hive? I hear them. Don't you realize you're saying that you're a brawler? You're a fighter? Somebody in the real world, every time they talk. Yeah, where I'm from, we used to carry a gun. I used to MF mama, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that's why I quit selling drugs, because people would break into my house. They knew I had something, blah, blah, MF and blah, 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 F this, F this. And I'm thinking, don't you realize you're just a robot, a clone of the devil? You're a clone of the devil's hive mind? Don't you know that? And I don't care if they rise up and become a CEO. They just repeat. They have no independent thought. They just repeat what all the other CEOs repeat. They can be the top CEO, top dog. They're still hive. They're not independent. They have no independent thought. They can't stand if they have something that's contrary to somebody else or the hive or some kind of denomination that God reveals something. They're not able to stand against the onslaught of the denominational hive, even. There's a denominational hive. If you say something about archetypes, oh, you're a Carl Jung. No, you think Carl Jung created that word? I don't think so. Archetype. That's a Bible word, man. The only reason they're so ignorant and stupid that they turn into a hive mind to attack somebody who's revealing the archetypal or archetypical truth is because they're an ignorant hive creature who lives in fear, because they just run on the groupthink. These are groupthink people. They have no independent thoughts. It's groupthink. This is real, people.